Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have two lovely panelists, the first of which is Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm a lovely panelist. Hello.
Why, what have you heard? Also with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, howdy doody.
I'm glad both of you are with me today. Charlotte, I actually want to start with you on Apple working with the OpenID Foundation on Sign In with Apple.
Yeah. So the beginning of the story and what is written up on our website is that the chairman of the OpenID Foundation wrote a very nice letter to Craig Federighi, the senior vice president of software engineering at Apple, saying, well done, thank you. You fixed a load of problems that we found with signing with Apple that make it now make it compatible with OpenID Connect, which is great. It's a really, what's interesting is that it's a really positive letter. I think it shows a lot of collaboration. That's more interesting in a way in the fact that itself that this letter has happened, I would say. You know, the OpenID Foundation is really trying to help secure people's digital identities. It's really trying to make sure those are secure, they're safe, and, you know, they're universal. I think we all probably use OpenID a lot without possibly even realizing it during the course of the day. And Apple has clearly decided that a way to make sign-in with Apple, you know, a widespread, usable, useful tool. Mm-hmm. It is by working with the OpenID Foundation. And back in June 27th, the OpenID Foundation Board of Directors published an open letter to Craig Federighi highlighting a bunch of problems. Mm-hmm. And today, like I say, they've written a really nice letter to Apple saying, thank you, you fixed them. I mean, just to give you a kind of idea of the tone of the letter, and on behalf of the OpenID Foundation Board of Directors, I thank you and Apple for efficiently executing your updates. Now, that sounds very collaborative to me. I think we can all think of a number of other tech companies that maybe wouldn't get such a friendly, collaborative letter. Dare I suggest that?
Yeah. So, but also, like the outcome of it, you know, to me was sort of the interesting thing. OpenID has been trying to sort of develop standards around how sign-ins work and keeping things secure, but also open, and making all of that something so that, you know, it's very easy to implement logging in and have it be secure and have it be something that isn't going to get easily hacked into, so that it doesn't turn into something Andrew's on the show to talk to us about. And and that, to me, is part of what's interesting about it, because you know, the, you were talking about the collaborative letter. Like, I think it's twofold the reasons other companies may not, that wouldn't happen with other companies. And the first of which is OpenID is a de facto standard, if not an official standard. And Apple is sort of being standards compliant. And, you know, like, we don't see that from a lot of other places. So.
No, I agree. But presumably as well, what this does, and Apple making these adjustments, and like you say, complying with this de facto standard. I mean, I should note that I don't think the letter doesn't indicate everything is done, but it seems like basically everything the OpenID Foundation wanted has been achieved, and other stuff can happen. Presumably, that also makes it more likely that sign-in with Apple could be used in a wider range of websites and services. Right. That was my working it. That's what it seemed to me, which makes this letter even more significant, because it's significant for those of us with iPhones and so on that want to use sign-in with Apple. But also, sign-in with Apple is only useful, really, I would argue, if it could be used on a wide range of services. Then it becomes more valuable to me, right?
Right. And that's part of what...
I might not bother to set it up.
Yeah, but that's part of what is sort of interesting about it, is that it is standards compliant. And as things continue, you know, and as it gets more prevalent, you know, having it not necessarily, I'm trying to figure out how to like put that together, having it not necessarily be tied to Apple. Like, of course you're going to be able to use sign into Apple for, you know, an Apple ID, but using it for any other services, you know, maybe Apple or maybe Amazon, you know, having a sign in with Apple button, or any other websites that require you to log in, you know, being able to do that with sign in with Apple instead is going to be super handy. I feel like the biggest thing that they, and we'll probably talk about this a little later, the biggest thing that needs to happen is that you need to be able to convert the account that you already have to a sign in with Apple account. I feel like that's the magic.
Right. Like like lots of people, I use a Gmail account and sign in with Google to sign into loads of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that can become sign in with Apple as wide ranging, that's useful. But like, you're right, absolutely. I would want to convert it.
Yeah. I think converting it is, I think the conversion piece is like, that was the first thing I thought of was, what about all the places I already have accounts? Yeah. When we were watching the keynote, like, I have a lot of accounts and I would like to turn them into sign in with Apple accounts. And I hope that that is something that Apple is considering as part of the sign in with Apple piece. Like, here's how you implement it. And then here's how you make it so people can convert. So I think now is probably kind of a good time to talk a little bit about sign in with Apple. And Andrew, we're going to go to you for that. So this is going to be a similar idea to log in with Facebook, in that as a user, when you go to a website and it says, how do you want to log in? There's a button that says log in with Facebook, and you hit that button and you wait a minute. And now you're signed in, and that website's tied to your Facebook information. And with Apple on the front end, like as a user, you will see something similar, right?
Yes. Now, I wrote a tip yesterday about where to find these logins once you create them. Now, I don't really know a whole lot of apps that do support signing yet. I know Parcel does, WordPress does, and that's all I know of so far.
I know
so
that Slopes does.
I hope to see this.
Slopes is another one that does.
So I hope to see this more, get some more adoption.
Yeah.
So my tip is basically you can open settings and then tap out your name at the top and then tap password and security.
Okay.
Now, the important thing is some commenters were saying they didn't see this. It's because you have to actually have a sign-in account with Apple first before this setting will appear.
Okay. And so how do you get that account?
Just find an app that you can use sign-in with Apple
well,
with.
Well, hang on. I've just followed it. If you go to password and security, it immediately asks you to sign in with iCloud.
Are you signed in with iCloud?
Well, as I click on that, it says sign into iCloud and then asks me for my Apple ID.
Well, maybe you need to like re-verify, because I've had that happen before.
Interesting.
But anyway, once you do have some signed in with Apple accounts, you'll see another button that you can tap in under the password and security menu. And this is where you can see all the apps and websites that you have connected. Mm-hmm. You can, if you don't want to use one anymore, you can tap on that app and then just tap stop using sign in with us.
Okay.
So it's pretty nice. It's, you know, it's a little hidden out of the way because I expected it to be maybe under passwords and accounts.
I were looking for it myself, that's where I would totally think it would be.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that once it does get widespread adoption, maybe it will even get its own menu option and settings.
Yeah. That would be my hope, that it turns into a bigger section. Like right now, it's sort of being rolled out slowly. And I think part of that might be because a lot of people didn't have the option because it's something that came with iOS 13. Yeah. So, And this is a piece of what we talked about. I know we've talked about it on the show a few times because I thought it was one of the biggest things to come out of WWDC this year was the sign in with Apple piece, because it's easy, like sign in with Facebook, but it's secure because it's not sign in with Facebook, which to me was the part that was notable about it, was it was going to be really easy for people to use secure login information as opposed to Facebook.
And also, you know, private.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would say, for example, sign in with Google is secure, but just not private.
Yeah, that so too.
Apple did end up relaxing its guidelines. And so now it's not mandatory yet, but it will be starting April 2020.
What will be?
Sign in with Apple, like adoption. At that point, okay. Developers, if they include other single sign-in options like Facebook and Google, they have to also include Apple.
Okay, that's
yeah. There was some controversy about this, wasn't there? And also because there was talk that Apple wanted the sign in with Apple button to be a bit more prominent.
It has to be the first one in the list, I think. If you have a list of them, yeah.
Exactly. So there's been a couple of issues, but I think it's going to be a very useful and quite... I'm excited to use it. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, and I definitely will be converting logins to it when it's possible.
Yeah, and like I said, hopefully that becomes a very easy process, particularly if you already have accounts, you know, if you have existing accounts. Like, I'm going to be super jazzed when I can sign in to Pokemon Go and Wizards Unite with sign in with Apple instead of sign in with Google, because like you said, Andrew, like that's an important distinction, security, that it's secure but it's not necessarily private, and I want both. So now that that's an option, I would really like if that were the case.
And a while back I did write an article where I basically wrote out this short little template that people can copy and paste saying, like, hey, your app is cool, but you know what would be even better? Sign in with Apple.
Yeah.
However, like, if people are just copy and pasting the same message, I really hope they don't get flagged as spam. So I'm, like, kind of unsure about that part.
Well, you know, it depends. You know, like, make it your own, you know, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the kind of feature request that really needs to be sent, particularly if you're trying to use something and you want a good way to log into it. So, yeah. Like I said, I'm going to be excited. I've already sent feedback to Niantic about how I want to sign in with Apple instead of with Google. So hopefully that's feedback that we'll pay attention to. We'll see. Now, Andrew, are you currently... I don't currently have anything that has a sign-in with Apple yet. How about you? Because Charlotte said she was looking forward to it, so I don't think she has any either.
Yeah, I mean, not really. For the purpose of that article, I did use the Parcel app, but mm-hmm. I didn't stick with it just because I already use an app called Deliveries that, you know, handles all my shipping.
Yes.
So...
Oh, no, I've been Team Deliveries forever and ever. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, why are you using Parcel instead of Deliveries? And then you said, yeah, I really use Deliveries. So, with
I guess
that...
it just depends if sign in with Apple is a big enough, switch apps.
Yeah. That makes sense. But how is it, like, to use it? I mean, I'm assuming you just tap a button and wait a minute and you're in, right?
Yeah, like the process is very similar to like when you buy an app. Like, you'll get a little pop-up and you have to confirm with your fingerprint or your face, and then boom, your account will be created. Or if the app supports it, I don't know if this is on an app rat basis or if this is just by default, mm-hmm. but you can also see options for, do I want to hide my name? Or do I want to hide my real address, email address, for example?
This is where the disposable email address piece comes in that we heard about, too. Where mm-hmm. sign in with Apple will have, in essence, disposable addresses so that you can ditch it and, you know, regenerate at will to sort of keep spammers from finding you. and cluttering up your inbox. And,
which is why I mentioned that, because I thought that was the default. Like, you would always have that choice to hide your email. But when I created and signed in with the Apple account with Parcel, it didn't let me do that. I just had to put my thumb down. So okay. I'm not sure.
I wonder if maybe it has to do with how much information is being collected. Like, not everything.
Probably.
A lot of things just want an email address and a password, but some things also want a name. So I wonder if the amount of information it's asking for is giving you is what's making that happen. I will put in a plug here. If you know, or if you have had a different experience signing into different things using Sign In with Apple, we would love to hear about it from you. And you can do that by emailing observations@macobserver.com. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can try, anyway. I know TweetDeck's up and down for a lot of people right now, so that may not be the best method of communication. You can also sign in or leave a comment in the show notes on our website and share those comments so that other people listening to the show can also hear them. That's a and that's a really good way to do it, because then you can talk to everybody else who was also listening to the show. I'm looking forward to, like I said, I'm looking forward to being able to convert as much stuff as possible to sign in with Apple. And it's interesting, Andrew, that you noted, like, there's amounts of information depending on the website. There's information you can hide or not hide, and I wonder how that looks on the back end. So if you're a web developer who's working on something like this, we would really love to hear from you about what it looks like to implement Sign In with Apple, because I'm very interested in that. And
developers, we would like to look at your back end.
Apparently,
end the show.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call it there. Mostly because
been fired.
Yes, that's HR at the door now. They've come to take Andrew away forcibly. So, but yes, Andrew looks forward to your letters. Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, I would like to thank both of you for being here today. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by to talk to us about OpenID.
No, thank you. And I'm looking forward to getting to use OpenID. To get to use Sign In with Apple.
Yeah, I think Sign In with Apple is going to be... It's going. I think they didn't spend a whole lot of time on it in the keynote, but I think it's one of the biggest things that came out of the keynote. Once it's prevalent, lots of people are using it, and it's an easy thing to implement, and people can convert to it easily. I think that's going to make a huge difference. Andrew, thanks for coming by. We'll miss you here at Mac Observer.
Yeah, I'll miss being here too. But yeah, thanks for having me today.
Like I said, we'll miss you. Never occurred to me that Andrew flirting with web developers was going to be his downfall, but you know, here we are.
I mean, that's exactly what I imagined would happen.
Oh, all right.
Charlotte doesn't think very highly of me.
No.
No, she does. That's why she figured that's exactly what was going to happen. All right. Thanks so much for being here today. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.